Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton, and I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have several. Let's just take them in order that they're presented on the agenda for the moment. Action item one is consider a loaned employee agreement, Sally Toner with the University of Idaho for the Canyon County Extension. Zach, have you reviewed this agreement and?
Yes, Chairman, this is the form we've agreed to and used with the university for several years.
Okay.
Just the straggler, the last one, because of office changes.
Okay, yeah. Which we won't say anything on the record, so we'll just be quiet.
Except that, Chairman, their loss is our gain.
Okay, anything you guys want to say from your side?
Not specifically about the loan agreement. I have reviewed it. I had a couple questions that I think the extension office can address, like when do performance evaluations take place, some of that.
Okay.
Through it, but no questions. But I did want to share with you that the U of I Canyon County Extension County Chair is out on leave, and so I am the Southern District Director. And so I'm going around to a lot of county offices and just introducing myself. I'm brand new in my position as well, so I'm Joey Pites.
Okay.
As long as I was coming, in case you had any questions on the agreement, that I'd also introduce myself.
Sure.
And also thank you very much for all the support you give to U of I Extension with that and your service to the county. I was in this county as a faculty member for 13 years.
Wow.
And then they transferred me to Payette County, so I have lots of extension experience. And then this is Shelley Towner. She wanted to come and meet the commissioners as well. So she's the one you're signing the loaned employee agreement.
Okay.
So Chairman, I just want to say thank you for coming and for introducing yourself. And it'll be a continued great partnership. Diana filled a great role out there, and she's doing that here now for commissioners. But also thanks to Deputy PA Wesley, who worked extensively on these U of I contracts. He's a U of I grad, has kids at University of Idaho. So there's a vested interest in maintaining a good relationship with a land-grant college, so thank you for being here.
Yep. Yeah, it's a really important relationship, and I don't know that the public appreciates all that we get to do together, but, you know, from the 4-H stuff to the ag to the extension agent, and all of that is just improves our quality of life, so it's a great thing.
Thank you. I did go out and read some bios and some information, so Commissioner Holton, I read that you're very focused in the past on emergency preparedness in that.
Yeah.
And so, like, in the future, some things come up, like, you know, as I was reading that, I was like, I'm wondering if extension is in the Canyon County emergency plan or not. Many counties have a section in there. So, like, what happens if a flood comes through and you have cattle and who helps coordinate some of that. So extension can be in that. And I also share with you that a couple other counties within the district are right now receiving training, kind of a train the trainer, so they can turn around and work with sheriff's departments. And what happens if there is an emergency with animals and cattle and things like that.
Right.
Support them with that. So.
Excellent.
Lots of needs and help. We can help in lots of ways.
We will check in with our emergency director and see if that is a section that's in there. That's important. Good. Thank you. Any other questions or discussions?
I don't have any, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the loaned employee agreement for Shelley Towner with the University of Idaho for the Canyon County Extension as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome aboard. Okay, next item is action item, consider application for lengthy trial reimbursement.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, I could make so many jokes about this, but let's get right to business.
Good morning. This is the lengthy trial reimbursement. The Idaho Supreme Court has in statute 2-222, where any trial that lasts longer than 5 days, on the sixth day, the pay jumps up from $10 a day to $50 a day. The state will reimburse us for 40 of that. So that's what this application is. We had three trials that lasted longer than the 5 days this last year. So the total that the state potentially will reimburse us is number four is $2,520.
Okay. Questions or comments?
Well, just for clarification, thank you for the information. So you had and I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. Are you asking for the gap in differences in the difference of the state?
Yes. Yeah, so how it works is that so we as the county, we paid out of the $50 a day portion, mm-hmm. that $40 that we paid out totaled $3,150. That's what we actually paid out to the jurors with mm-hmm. the $50 a day. The state will reimburse us for $40 of that $50. So the state's going to reimburse the county for $2,520 of that $3,150.
Chairman, this has been through legal. This is in the Supreme Court form. And again, it requires the board to submit a request for reimbursement. TCA's office did all the heavy lifting as far as all the information, but this is in the format. So this basically is the court's reimbursing the county for a certain amount of funds.
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it. I'm in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the application for lengthy trial reimbursement as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
You bet. Third action item is consider resolution of the Development Services Department and authorizing destruction of certain files and records and or records. And Zach, I assume this is boilerplate that we normally do?
Yes, Chairman.
Okay. Comments or questions from the board? This is just standard business to do.
Yep. Chairman, I'm in favor. We do this regularly.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion if there's no other discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution of the Development Services Department on authorizing destruction of certain files and records.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. All right. The next one is action item, consider a resolution granting do you want to do the new alcoholic beverage license or wait till we're done with the other stuff?
We could do the others first. I would be in favor of allowing the people that have come in the gallery to do the last item of business first.
Yep. Just for the public, just by virtue of the people sitting in the room, we need to do some other business first and let them be cut loose and go do what they do compared to a license that can be approved anytime during this business day. So it is on the agenda and we will get to it, but we're gonna move to the next action item. Consider resolution, consider agreement regarding personnel matter.
Mr. Chair, commissioners, I have a signature page for separation, severance, and release agreement. I also have copies of that agreement, which would not be disclosable under public record. If we would like to talk about the agreement specifically, it would be appropriate to do so under executive session.
Subsection B?
And B, yeah.
I would have some questions, so I would suggest that we make a motion to go into executive session.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection B for personnel, and I guess can we include F, legal counsel pending and likely? Okay, thank you.
A second.
Okay, before I take a roll call vote, I want to make a note that we're going in to understand some of the clauses of the release and severance agreement. We are not going into executive session to make any deliberation or decisions. The decision before us will be made after we come back out of executive session.
Thank you.
So with that, motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes, so that passes unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.